Whoa, that was almost like a real transition. Okay, the volume's coming through. Sorry, it's a new board. I'm just trying to make sure that everything is working. Hello, everybody. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Button Pushers. We are back in the stew. I'm so glad. Unfortunately, last semester, the only time slot that I had was like Wednesday at 3 a.m., so we didn't do that because that would have been bad for me. But I'm back and I got 10 p.m. Tuesday, so I'll be here hopefully weekly. I think in the next upcoming couple of weeks, I'm traveling for a bit, so that's a little awkward. I'll be here like next week, I think. Then after that, I might miss like one or two because I'm visiting Ryan and then going to Project Glow in D.C. Right after that. So that'll be really fun. I should be back for the show by then, I think, but we'll see how, if I have the energy for things, and also we'll probably need to catch up on some work and life things, but we'll see. But any case, really, really glad to be back. Thank you everybody for the kind messages and everybody who's tuning in. I really, really appreciate it. It's always fun to just like yap about music and show off all the like weird new stuff that I've found and talk about it and see what everyone else is listening to and stuff. I mean, I really, really like this. A big part of my routine, so very glad to be back, and thanks for being here with me. While I continue to get situated, we got like so much new music since I've been gone. Lots of new like Grizz, new Skrillex. Skrillex has been releasing like crazy. We got new G Jones, a whole new Tynan album. I think Tynan Time came out like when? This was in like March? No, this was early February, but that was still afterwards. Lots of really, really cool stuff, but I think I want to start you know what, let's just start with Excision and Subtronics right off the bat, because that sounds really fun, and I want to try the really loud speakers, and I really want to, like, blow out everyone's eardrums right away. So this is AFB1, I'll let you figure out what that means, because I don't think I'm allowed to say it on air. And this is by Excision and Subtronics, doing what they do best, which is crazy, crazy, crazy bass music. Let's get into it.
Fucking big one.
Hold up. Okay.
That's such a crazy track, man. It's super fun live. It just absolutely rattles your entire rib cage. And it kind of did a little bit of that here, but I didn't really turn it up all the way yet. Still figuring out the board, and also don't want to like mess up the volume on what's going on the airwaves. But while we're in the dubstep lane, I do want to play some of the Tynan Time album. I think it's like, I've been listening to Tynan for a really long time, and like Button Pushers, fun fact, Harrison and I, the original co-host and like, you know, the freshman year, we like met over Tynan when he made his collab with Oski. I think it was called Titan, which is goofy because it sounds just like him, but and it was just like this crazy, crazy track, and we were like, dude, after we heard that track, we looked into Tynan's discography, and we both like really fell in love with it. And that's when we realized we both really like weird, weird music, and started Button Pushers. So, been fans for a pretty long time, and it's fun to see him kind of finally push out an album that has a whole plethora of him being an oddball, while also kind of hitting the mark on like a lot of really like what's in kind of. In tune with what's being played at festivals and kind of what's popular in a lot of different kinds of subgenres, I suppose, of bass music. So there's a lot of really good tracks on this. We'll probably play them throughout the semester, through the season, and I'll throw them in mixes and stuff. But I think we're pretty much obligated to play His Name Is, because I do think it's like one of the best dubstep tracks to come out this year so far, one of the best bass songs to come out this year. It's just super, super fun, tons of energy, lots of like sparkly little arps and stuff, and the kind of Tynan OG just being a goofball with weird stuff happening in the song. It's a very like classic, I feel like, return to form for Tynan, and I'm really excited to see what's kind of coming after this, but like no pressure, because I know he put like a ton of work into this and it took a minute. So let's get into it. This is His Name Is, a super fun track if you've ever heard it live, and if you haven't, get out there more often, because people are playing it like crazy. It's awesome.
Something cool.
And his name is
Tynan.
I know what it's like not to have friends.
you may be lonely at first.
Life doesn't always work out according to plan.
But in the end, it's only a passing thing.
Because we only have one rule, honesty.
As long as we're here, your voice will always be heard.
I actually care whether you're having a good time and are happy.
I have to go home.
You are home.
Welcome to the island of misfit toys.
Very interesting outro there, but a fun fact about that album, I suppose, is that I think most of, or maybe all, but I'm going to say most, so I'm not, like, wrong, the vocal samples in there were just, like, kind of ambiently recorded from Tynan hanging out with his friends and his, like, producer buddies, or just his regular friends, or his, like, fans, or whatever, like, recorded at shows and stuff. It's a very, I don't know, cool way to... like, I don't know, when you're showing it off to all your buddies and stuff, a little Easter eggs of like, oh my goodness, that's like Josh from the party the other night or something. I thought that was really, really cool. And very, I don't know, very on brand for Tynan. I feel like everyone really kind of talks about him as like a super, super good dude who is really caring about the community and making sure that producers are like getting the best of what they can when they collab with him and stuff like that. And he's really eager to, like, learn everything from the people that he's collabing with. And that really shows off in this album because there's so many different styles that he's able to still influence his own, you know, unique kind of take on. And I think that's really, really sick, which is a super profound way to say it. Really, really sick. Let's see. I don't really have I put a bunch of stuff in a playlist, but it's all more like kind of recent stuff. But I think we'll still just go for it. We got a whole bunch of new Dylan Brady, and I don't think I'm gonna play like all of it, but it's really, really good. I'm liking it a lot. There's this Needle Guy EP that has just a bunch of random Dylan Brady style production on it, and I think I'm gonna play Stay High, I think, over Needle Guy. But you should listen to Throat Song and Needle Guy because I think they're like really sick. It's a very interesting take on production, but we're gonna get into Stay High because I think it's a little bit more fun to turn up really loud in the studio. So let's do that and check out the rest of the EP if you like this. Very like not old school exactly, but kind of just like gutter electronic music. I really dig it. Okay, so far, I've been doing this in chronological order of release, I think, which is pretty sick, because that was completely unintended. But moving forward, what came out shortly after this work... Wait, let me double-check that. March 20th? This came out, like, the next week? It did, the next week. We've been getting a lot of great Skrillex drops. It's hard to pick only one to play on the show for the first show, but... I am gonna have to pick Duro because it's awesome, and it's been playing in shows for like so long, and we finally kind of got the drop. I've been like obsessed with the vocal for a really, really long time. I really love Young Miko as well. I just think she's like a fantastic artist, and every song that she's on is just like so hype. So really, really glad that this finally came out, and the music video for it is really cute too, because it's like as it's building up to the drop, it's just like Skrillex and Young Miko like working on the song and like having fun, like trying different things and stuff. It's just like very intimate video of like just the two of them, and then as soon as it like hits the drop, it like opens up to them playing it and dropping it at all their festivals and her singing it live and stuff. It's very like full of life, and I think it's really, really cool. So go check it out if you like this song. I think the video is really, really good. And long live the return of Skrillex, man. I'm loving every single release. It's been really good, and every single one of them is on loop like the entire day when it comes out. So maybe this will be your Wednesday listening, is just this one song. It's really good. If you haven't heard it yet, I bet if there's like 1 in 10 of you are gonna, which is the 1 out of 10 of you, I should say, is gonna be listening to this like crazy tomorrow.
Baby, yo te voy a decir, si es verdad que te vas a ir, no me digas que no, pa' después que sí, y me de con despedirte, apaga la luz, y tú encima de mí, tú ahorita no me duro, no te suelto, te lo juro.
This might be a good time. I found some time to throw 3 songs together with 2 transitions that are kind of not that great, and the volume is all over the place. But in my defense, I had to uninstall and reinstall Ableton four times tonight, so that was kind of fun. Also, I have a other anecdote. I don't know if we'll get to it on the show, but basically, here's my fun fact of the day. Everyone who codes today uses AI, right? 20 years ago, Python came out. Okay, 30 years ago, Python came out. And then 20 years before that, C came out. So by the time Python came out, C could vote, dude. Isn't that crazy? Okay, and then 20 years before that is when Fortran came out, and that's the code I've been working in lately, and it kind of makes me want to not want to do that anymore, to make it safe for the radio, because it's, like, so annoying. It's code that was written before my dad was born, man. How am I supposed to know what I'm doing in that? Anyway, but I found some time to throw three songs together, and I feel like they kind of, not all three of, there's a little bit of a similar groove to Duro in there, at least for the middle song. And the first track is really, really fun too. It's Monaco by Nitro Fun, kind of a return to solo releases for him. I think it was not on like Monster Cat or anything, if I remember correctly. And he's got, I don't know, it's a fun little music video too. I'm excited to see if he continues to like release stuff and do more like visual stuff as well, because I loved the vibes of the music video. It's a little like, you could tell like he kind of made it by himself, I suppose, but like I really liked it. Very fun, like lights and tech and a fusion between like cars and music, which is also in the scene right now because everyone loves engines and respaces. So anyway, here is like a very short mix of three songs, Monaco by Nitro Fun to kick it off, and then I'll let you know the other two once we're done.
Enséñame cómo te gusta. si te gusta pagar precio más alto.
Precio más alto.
Dale, préstame las llaves de tu cuarto. Es mi caro.
Me monto el caballo, que pardo, vamos más rápido.
Tú sí, tú sí, tú sí, tú sí. Sabes que no te amo, sabes que te vale mejor. Tú sí, tú sí, tú sí, tú sí, tú sí, tú sí. Sabes que no te amo, sabes que te vale mejor.
Si tú me quieres ver, tú sí.
Thank you for listening. That was, again, Nitro Fun, Monaco to start, or the song is called Monaco by Nitro Fun. The next one is Tusi by Judith. I just found that on social media and really, really liked it. I love the vibes. I love how there's like five different styles of songs in that. Like, some people in the chat were like, wow, that was really smooth. I don't think that, like, there's a little bit of a delay, so I don't know which parts you were talking about. That might have just been that song, dude. That song goes all over the place, but it's really, really great. I recommend listening to it. Super, super fun. Then Starjunk 95 with Speaker Slayer off of his most recent release, Industrial Sunset Memories, which is a banger of an album. Go check it out. Just saw Starjunk 95 live a couple weeks ago, and it was just such a fantastic time. He like shuffled all over the stage for a little bit, and I like really, really, really brought the energy. It's fun when a DJ like shows up and like does more than like their job, I suppose. And he's like really, really eager to like connect with the fans and stuff, and I don't know, very, very cool. So yeah, and I thought also like Monaco fit really well with the vibes of Industrial Sunset Memories. So if you liked like some of the songs in that mix, highly recommend checking out that whole album. It's really, 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 really good. Okay, I have like so much more stuff that I want to play, and there's not that much time, but while we're like still doing some pretty chaotic, crazy stuff, which is all I ever play on this show, I suppose, I want to play the full version of Stax, because it came out, and it goes insane. I love, 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 love Space Laces. I also finally got to see Dylan Francis live for the first time, which is crazy, because he comes around, like, not infrequently, but I've been listening to him since, I think, middle school, which is just crazy. And, like, finally being able to see him live, and then also hear this song drop, which is, like, I was looping it like crazy. It's still in my top like 5 or 10, I think, for the year, in terms of like how often I've listened to it. It's just super, super punchy. It has the perfect like Space Laces, like just morbid, grotesque bass lines and weird sound effects in it. And then obviously the Dylan Francis kind of Moomba king bringing his beats in. And it's... I think with the production of this, like, Dylan Francis has started, like, kind of getting back into Moomba, and I'm really excited for that. I'm hoping that he'll start dropping stuff more in line with this and, like, Bun Up the Dance and stuff like that, because that's really what I fell in love with from his project. So we'll see. If anything, this is off of that Space Laces Voltage 004 mix, but instead of it just being the one for the mix of the album, it's a fully produced version of the song, and so it has multiple drops and you know, every other part that a song might have, and it's great, man. I love it so much, and I went so hard. Like, I went to the show by myself, and I just jumped so high, like yelled so loud for this song. I love it so much, and got some people in the crowd to like jump in and mosh and stuff, and it was really, really fun. So this is a good one. Turn it up a little bit, maybe not too loud, but it's really, really good.
Thank you.
just a crazy track, dude. Like the first drop having the like awesome Moomba rhythm and just like super fun to dance and swing your shoulders to, and then the second one having the like Space Laces running a drum rack through like an analog synth larger than my house, consisting of the second drop, is just so good. I love it so much. Oh, what a weird fusion of artists. I definitely would have never expected a collab between these two. And speaking of collabs that I would have never expected, we're jumping the gun a little bit here, both in terms of genre and in terms of like timeline. But a bunch of artists are like kind of getting involved with each other, and I think we're about to hit like a new age in beautiful computer music, because like Madion just released a song with Slater, and like Nina Jirachi was all over everywhere at Coachella, and then Underscores has been doing these like U-Haul things, and like Underscores, Nina, Madion, Slater, Umru, and Porter are all kind of like not meeting, like I'm sure they've all known each other and like hug out, but like they're spending a lot more time together, and I'm really hoping that we get like some crazy fun collabs and unexpected works between people because of this, such as Fire Away by Madion featuring Slater. This is off of Madion's new project Victory, which will be coming out soon, and his tour just got announced. I think tickets go live soon, maybe today. I hope tomorrow, man. Nate, please tell me it's tomorrow, because I missed it if it's today. This project so far has been super cool. It's like Madion has so much versatility, man. Like the Good Faith album is an album that consistently, like to this day, has some tracks on it that can like make me sit in my feels and just cry and like feel my human heart break and come back together again through his shared experience in songwriting. And then this album is just like grungy, dirty, fun rock, electro punk stuff, and I'm loving it. It's really, really fun. Lyrics are still super great. Like, there's still a lot going on. It's maybe a little less directly emotional, but there's a lot of really fun, like, I don't know, like analogies and like symbolism and stuff going on. And I think this song is all about like love being like war and like a battlefield and stuff like that, and so that him and Slater are like going at it in the music video, both with like, you know, being into each other but also like enemies, and it's pretty cool. So here's Fire Away. I'm really excited for this whole project and really, really excited for the tour as well. Let's get into it. We'll be right back. Really, really good track. And another artist that I've been listening to, like, forever, dude. I've been, like, Madion is one of the first, I can picture, like, the day that I fell in love with electronic music, and I had Pandora on my iPod Touch, or maybe, like, my mom's phone that I was borrowing or something at the time. And I was vacuuming a basement, and, like, a friend's basement, and, I was just, like, listening. It was a pretty big basement, so it took me a little while. And, like, I was just going through all kinds of songs that I'd never heard before, because I remember hearing, like, one on the radio, and I was like, oh, I'll, like, make a Pandora for electronic music. And I think I just typed in, like, electronic music. And, like, one of the first tracks that came on was Finale by Madion. And it was just, like, I don't know, really, really an inspiring and, like, such a, like, colorful song. And that's a big part of, like, Madion's art and artistry so far, is this, like, hypercolor idea and just, like, so much vibrance in all of his music. And it's fun to see him take a little bit of a eviler tone, I suppose, or, like, darker tone on this new album and work. But we've still got some cool hypercolor stuff I think in the works for that album too. So very excited, very cool track. Love Slater's vocals on it too. Super, super smooth. Yeah, I feel like it's also like a song that would have gone like super hard like 20 years ago too. Like it's cool to see like a song that transcends that, I don't know, that boundary a little bit more. And kind of on that note, I want to play a song from the new Underscores album, because this is a really impressive piece of work. That's like really all I can say about it. It's so, so fantastic. It's so brilliant. I'm, going to be seeing Underscores both in New York and Boston, for the tour for this album, because I am so obsessed with it. And with Underscores, perhaps a little parasocially, but, excuse me, there's a Underscores release XD Face called Virus. I don't know. What is this? I did not know about this. Came out May 6th. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. Wow, that's throwing me so off guard. Sorry, I'm just like browsing their page. But okay, I want to play Innuendo, parentheses, I Get You. Really, really good track. Lots of really fun beats and grooves on this. And I think the inspiration on this album is really cool. Like Underscores was listening to a lot of Kashmir Cat, a lot of like Justin Timberlake, and a lot of like Gwen Stefani and like stuff that was like gritty rock elements, I suppose, gritty rock pop, and really adding some of those sultry elements into these songs. And I don't know, Underscores is an artist who, if you've been following the project for a while, some of the music gets crazy deep, and it's touching on subjects that are just like people don't ever talk about, especially not in like musical form and stuff, and really, really involved. Or even like when Underscores was like younger, releasing music in like high school and early college life, like or like early college age, I should say, it was all very like, you know, who am I as a person, and am I lying to people when I write sad music but I'm not a sad person, and like what does it mean to be able to be popular for something that you enjoy? Like, does it stop being something that you enjoy because you're doing it now for money or business? And like all this like loaded headspace. And I feel like so much of this album is about like just having fun with music, falling in love with who you are, and trying to, you know, focus on the people around you and the connections of what they mean to you and stuff like that. And I don't know, it's very like it feels like a very comfortable album, I should say. It's very expressive, very out there and experimental, but it feels like Underscores is very much kind of hitting her stride with it, and it's inspiring to hear and see. So really, really cool. Love this album. It's called You, just like capital letter U. And this is Innuendo, I Get You, about one of the middle tracks from the album.
Innuendo, tell me but don't tell me, tell me but don't tell me, tell me but don't tell me, I can't let go, even if there were too many,
I miss my mani pedi. I need a longer mani skirt. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm a knockout, but I'm way too easy on the target. I get you. I get. I already know.
Dude, it's so punchy and so smooth at the same time. I love it. It's so, so, so good. That one is like, that. Listening to that song makes me feel like a prettier individual. I hope it makes you feel that way too. Is that the DJ vacuuming the basement? Yes, it is, dude. Electronics and cleaning. Yeah, they really do go well together. It's like, or maybe it's just like aggressive or like energetic music and cleaning. I feel like it really gets into it. Maybe electronic music does go well with cleaning, because a lot of cleaning is like repetitive motions, right? And like electronic music usually has like a really consistent groove to it, or some type of groove to it, maybe not consistent. We're running out of time, and I gotta make sure that I do the PSA before they kick me off the show forever on my first show. So blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. My housemate has been studying for like this exam for like 2 months, and he works at the grid. And I really hope he passes it, because if he doesn't, I think the grid is going to lose all of its electricity. I'm pretty sure he's the only one who does anything at his job. Okay, that's not true. We'll all be okay, even if he doesn't pass. But he's going to pass, because he's kind of the GOAT, and he's been studying like crazy. Okay. Oh man, we're running so far out of time. I'm gonna say like a little bit later because I don't think there is someone after me, but I'm gonna have to double check that. And I'll play like maybe two or three more songs. After 11, if that works with everyone. Because I want to play one of the songs from the new Leotrix album. I think, like, I'm going to be playing more of this one, too. I think it's really, really sick. Leotrix is someone whose, like, brain functions differently than other people when it comes to producing. Like, all of his tracks are so, so funky and weird and, like, memorable. I think I've had Emo Boy or Side 303 as, like, one of my, like, top experimental tracks for a really, really long time. Like, the first time I heard it, I felt like my brain, like, blossomed into, like, a new form of, like, oh, this is, like, all kinds of, like, sound can get really weird. And he does a lot of really unexpected stuff and really is always pushing his tech to the limit. I think one of his songs is literally called, like, This Track Versus My Laptop Fan, because his computer kept crashing while he was creating it. And it's a very fun, like, kind of in-theme album for his experimental take and really gloopy, gloppy sounds. I don't really know how else to describe it other than that. But some of the tracks are a little out of that zone, and that's some of the ones that I want to play right now. I'm going to play Reminder, because the first time I heard it, it just, like, caught me way off guard. And that might be a little bit of a spoiler, but was not expecting something like this from Leotrix, and it was really, really exciting. And I'm always eager when he drops new stuff, and getting a whole album from him was definitely a treat. Tons of ear candy and cool production tricks in here. So here is Reminder. Crazy, dude. That drop comes out of nowhere. The whole track is, like, so smooth up into it, and then that is, like, the glitchiest, like, craziest thing I've heard in a hot minute, dude. It's really, really good. I wanted to play Subi Club on, like, the first time back, but, like, it's... And I wanted to play Leroy and more Jane Remover too, but we're really running out of time. It's okay. I'll next time we'll spend more time playing some really cool collage style music that is just like 9 songs playing at once all the time, and it's going to be so overstimulating and super, super good. But until that point, I have to say that this has been Button Pushers, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. I don't know if I threw that one in there. We'll probably go for 10 or so more minutes here, but wanted to get that in before the hour ended. What was I doing? You know what? We might just play some Leroy. Let's play some Leroy. We'll do one Leroy because it's all crazy stuff, and I've been really into it. I'll play the one that I was that I teased on my story a little bit because I have been bumping this a lot. I think it's really fun. It's got some like Zara Larsson in it, and hard style. So what's not to love about it, right? Okay, I think there's quite a lot in this song too. Can you get going? Sorry. Okay. This is Get Ugly by Leroy. And if you haven't been listening, like I say every time I say Leroy, this is Jane Remover's side project or kind of other project where they make some of the craziest stuff I've ever heard in my entire life. So here is Get Ugly. Have you ever seen a pretty girl get ugly like this?